This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Man, that's the best intro ever.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Of course, Alex Cooper's a patriot. Of course, he's a libertarian. And a little creature told me, a little birdie told me he's a listener. We haven't reached out to him, have we?
From the ups and downs.
Like I said, when I walked into the concert a few years ago to hear Alex Cooper, I hadn't seen him since I was like a teenager. And this was playing, it sounded better than the record. I was talking to Jesse Ventura during the break, and he said, man, be careful in Cleveland. He said, wow, all the word is, it is going to be a 15-range circus. And, you know, it's something I got to do, because most people won't even get politically involved. They won't even go and speak out. They won't even, in my life, I'm there for my children. I'm the person that takes care of them. It's me. And I'm the guy that runs this operation, and all this means a lot to me. But at the same time, with great power comes great responsibility, and you have to metaphysically put your skin on a routine basis in the arena and not just be a pundit. And that brings me back to that Teddy Roosevelt quote about the man in the arena. Forget about the person that sits up in the bleachers bitching and complaining and, you know, saying how the great men could have done something better or where they stumbled. Well, you better believe I stumble all the time, but I'm moving forward. And David Knight's going to be going also up to the Democrat situation in Philadelphia. He's already been up there with Jakari before. That when the Pope was there, that place is a circus. And it's just something you have to do, because we don't have a future if we don't engage the globals. You're saying it's a big ISIS Al-Qaeda target. I'm not scared of an individual ISIS Al-Qaeda attack. I'm scared of us capitulating to it and allowing the type of censorship. I want to go to David Knight here. David, what is it like for you? Because it's so surreal for me to see our anti-Hillary airplane censored twice, unprecedented exclusion zones, to see them blocking us on Facebook, even saying radicalism. We just can't even type it in. We show it. No one cares. Mainstream media running around. Saying I got crazy guy in a truck, CNN, New York Times, hundreds of publications. They're just, and instead the French prime minister and people, not just the press, are saying, good, we need to accept this and let jihadis in. That's actual quote today. The Stockholm syndrome weirdness is getting so crazy. You see the concerted effort. What type of elite that already run everything want to break up our families, bankrupt us, and then bring in whacked out radical Islamicists? It just doesn't compute until you realize it's pure evil we're dealing with.
Yeah, Alex, I was talking to Darren McBreen about that excellent report that he and Rob Jacobson did yesterday about what Facebook was doing to not only censor, but to alter the idea, you know, to say, no, you can't say Muslim terrorists. You must say Muslims are not terrorists. They only give you a multiple choice. They don't allow you to freely enter in tags. And that's what people were not understanding. A lot of people are like, well, I can type in Muslim terrorists. It's like, no. These are the tags that you don't see that allow people to find what you're putting up there. But, of course, when I was talking to Darren, he said, remember that they had the open mic and they caught Zuckerberg talking to Merkel. And she said, we need to cut down on people, you know, saying certain things. He goes, I've got that covered. And then they shut off the mic on that. They're talking about what kind of people do this. I've got some stories here I want to tell people about. You know, just before all this stuff happened, a story broke out about Francois Hollander, the French president. The fact that he's spending $11,000 a month on his hair. On his hair. That's more than three times what the average French person makes each month. Okay? He's spending that much just to have his hair done. You know, because he's worth it. And it really
another
is.
Classic socialist with red carpets.
Yeah.
Everybody else's money. Yeah. Never worked a day in his life. Bringing in the Islamics. And he's just a giant sack of you know what.
Yeah, it's irony that he did this on Bastille Day, right? We had Marie Antoinette say, let them eat cake. I guess he's saying, let them eat pomade. This is the arrogance that's gone full circle. And so we're going to talk about that when we come
back.
All
right, I'm going to come back. I got a few more words. I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight. And there's so much more. But I tell you, a great job of the crew up here late last night with 2 hours of live coverage and more. And the nightly news is coming up tonight again, 7 o'clock Central. Please spread the word about this broadcast. We're trying to censor it because it's coffin nails of the enemy.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
First of all, I want to say, take the 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostagard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX,
let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Supermail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
Big dog's going to run over hundreds of you with a truck. And the media and the government aren't going to say it's part of an Islamic attack. Wow. They're going to arrest you if you do in France or Germany. And they're going to take down your Facebook channel if you say it here. Wow. Wow. What does that say just about everything outside of what's happening with Islam? Again, I'm going to Cleveland. It's historic. It's important. There have been attempts. They've tried to steal the delegates from Trump. They tried to sell it like it was a normal idea. That failed. It worked with Hillary because of how sheep-like their constituents are. This Governor Pence is not the worst choice. He's not the best choice. Way better than Gingrich, but that isn't saying much. He's kind of an establishment Republican, but good with the evangelicals. Supported NAFTA and GATT, you name it. I'm told you're going to hear him recanting that, explaining his real positions the next day or two. $300 million, a little bird told me. First it was $100 million, then $200 million, then $300 million. $300 million was offered a few days ago by Adelson, who admittedly offered $100 million to Trump if he would take Gingrich. And whereas I'm not against Israel, we shouldn't have Israel running the president, you know, openly here and just financing it and doing it. I mean, or the communist Chinese or anybody else. So that's what happened with that little situation there. All I know is we're committed to this fight. We've proven we're committed. I think everybody should just step back and realize how historic the InfoWar is, not from some perspective of a power trip. I'm a very humble person, but all of you have really carried the ball over the goal line. You have spread the word. You have done the research. You've taken the action. Our crew, the supporters, this is historic. And so we've got to recognize just how important the InfoWar is. We've got to recognize how far we've come and how far we're going to go. I'm not here just as a cheerleader, just to be a cheerleader for cheerleader's sake. I'm here to tell you, resistance is victory, knowing we carry the light of liberty in our hearts, knowing that God's on our side, knowing that for all of this country's problems, we were the greatest expression of the Enlightenment and the Renaissance and human empowerment and true liberalism, and that we are countering a technocratic system that the globalists believe is going to save them, being able to edit our posts and block us and internet IDs and what Facebook and everybody are doing, and controlling language and having them sell out corporate media and never say a Muslim's involved in a terror attack. But that's only discrediting them and having everyone leave them. So don't think they're the only power in the universe. I've noticed that evil people, sociopaths, psychopaths, control freaks, they always think they're invincible. They always are just super confident. They're also very fearful, though, of the general public. But when it comes to their plans, they're megalomaniacs. And so the wicked flee when none pursue, but also they think they're invincible at some point. I get more humble as we become more effective, as we change the narrative, as we turn the tide. And make no mistake, InfoWars.com, ThrivesReport.com, and there's not many other places that are able to really change the narrative, get people thinking. And we're doing it more and more. Fox, I talked to several Fox News insiders last month. I just wanted to get this out before I left town. And it's not just gossip about Fox. It's part of what's happening in the season of evil. And then I talked to some other folks about it this morning, and they confirmed what I was saying, that, you know, there's this sexual harassment investigation of Roger Ailes that started Modern Talk Radio and Rush Limbaugh and Fox News 20 years ago, Limbaugh 30 years ago, or 28 years ago, whatever the numbers are, and that Murdoch's kind of out of it now, and that his kids are basically globalist, quote, liberals. I mean, look at their normal TV shows. Of course they are. And that they're not just going to control conservatives now with fake conservative Fox News. They're getting ready in the very near future, they've said this, to go basically pro-Hillary, pro-New World Order. And Hannity's going to be gone, all of them. Because Hannity's not going to play ball so much. Obviously, people like O'Reilly will. But it just shows that even the old mainline Republican guard, who aren't perfect but weren't out to destroy the country and aren't communist, they're gone. Ailes is being pushed out. Big changes are happening. The censorship is here, like Matt Drudge said, like a Supreme Court justice told him. Supreme Court justices are dying. I mean, the enemy is moving, is all I can tell you. And it's a scary thought to look at the metrics and the numbers, and I don't want to be arrogant about it, because there's a prestige factor and all the big glitz and the glamour and all the shows together and people repeating it. But to know that InfoWars and our platforms are overall reaching 30, 40%, maybe more of what Fox News reaches, and we're growing and they're going to decline. You see, the Murdochs know that when they strangle Fox News in the crib, it's going to hurt their viewers. They don't care. They've got a larger mission. They're partially owned by the Saudis. They're, again, merging with the enemy. But to know that then InfoWars and others are going to get that audience, well, the globalists aren't going to let that happen. They're going to try to internet kill switch, false flag, censorship, talk radio. They're coming after Drudge. They're coming after World Net Daily. They're coming after the Daily Caller and Breitbart. Not that any of us are perfect or have all the answers. It's just that we're anti-globalist. We're Americana. We believe in the Second Amendment. We believe in pro-life. We believe in sovereignty. You know, we believe the president isn't a god. At least some of those websites like Breitbart believe that when Obama's in. I mean, I'll believe that if Trump's in or Hillary. It's just really big historic stuff's happening. I don't have words to describe how historic things are right now. And we just have to be part of it. And we have to be hard-nosed about it and just do what's right and not compromise. And I'm telling you, we'll come through this storm. If we cower, if we compromise, if we give in fear, it's game over. Trump is a symbol of populism. Just like Nigel Farage was. He had some people in his leadership that were, you know, like a Pence character. Do we judge Farage as he had some establishment guys in his campaign? No. I think we give Trump some breathing room on this. And as long as he delivers against political correctness, gun grabbing, open borders, NAFTA and GATT and things like that. I was talking to folks the other day. I said, listen, this Pence thing isn't that bad. I expected more compromise, you know, even like Reagan did. But if he ever does something like back TPP or anything else, then I will go for the impeachment of Donald Trump. And the person said, I will too, absolutely. So I think it comes down to that. But everything doesn't ride on Trump. But right now, he's the carrier wave or the juggernaut ramming down the enemy fortress that we're going to pour in behind. So if Trump's using us, we're using him, and I think he knows that. And I'm telling you, he's smart. He wouldn't be doing something this big with the rhetoric he's putting out if he wasn't trying to go all the way and wasn't the real deal. Because let me tell you, you don't say the stuff he said and put it back in the bottle. He's done irrevocable harm to their system, just as the Brexit has, just as Nigel Farage has. I mean, you know that airplane, somebody took control of it and flipped it and tried to kill Farage. The pilot's a vegetable. I mean, folks, let me tell you, there's a good chance you're going to see Donald Trump gunned down. And that's going to be the false flag to bring this whole country into martial law. There's so many angles right now. So I'm going to sit back and watch. But all I know is this. We need your prayers. We need your support. We need you to spread the word and not take this broadcast for granted. And I know you're not. We had millions of new people tuning in last night to the Nightly News. Millions. Top CNN shows have 500,000. We had millions. Millions. And again, my ego, millions, millions. It shows that these people are nothing. They're paper tigers. They're facades. So, I need you to go get Hillary for President shirts. I need you to go buy X2. I need you to go buy Brain Force. I need you to go get Supermel Vitality. It's incredible stuff. I need you to get the Natural Defense. I need you to get DNA Force, 25% off. And that special's run until next week, or until it sells out. It's pretty close to doing it because it's already so low at its regular price. 25% off the true nutraceutical with nerve regrowth and so much more. Detoxifying your cells, the ultimate detox, really. DNA Force and so many other products at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And get a PrisonPlanet.tv TV membership, whatever you do, it's important. But this is an information war. We're not robbing banks to fund this revolution. We're not running sex slaves like ISIS for their revolution because we're not revolutionaries. The revolution was the Renaissance. We already had the success. We're trying to simply restore free will and let people know what real freedom is and to take the blinders off. But it takes energy. And what is money? Money is a symbol of energy of work you've done that you send to us, and then we, under universal law, send you back products that we know you need that I believe for the money you pay delivers way more life, way more energy, way more calories, way more support than what you've even given us. Then we take that symbol of energy and put it in to run a media operation to focus thought against the enemy in the information war. And so it's a big cyclotronic engine that we're building, and our mass is expanding, and I'm attempting to go to the next level to really make a run at the enemy. And let me tell you this, I am for real, and I will go all the way to the end, whatever the cost may be, to quote Churchill. I will defend my family. And that means not sitting back and waiting for others to do it. It means going in. And that's why we're going to win in the end, no matter what happens to me individual. Because I'll explain this to quote Star Wars Episode 4. He says, well, that's true. Don't let him escape. Escape is not our plan. The globalists are going to have to face us alone. David Knight.
That's absolutely right. You know, when we look at the solutions that Hillary is offering us in the wake of this, she's come out before saying that every time there's a terrorist attack, she wants to step up the surveillance state. And she's come back to say that again. She's now saying, well, we need an intelligence surge. I think that's a good description of what happened with her private email server. It was an intelligence surge for the other side. That's where we saw the intelligence surging out of this country. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about what happened in France in light of the French Revolution. You know, they were celebrating Bastille Day. And I think there's a lesson to be learned from the arrogance of France's president there, as well as the hypocrisy of what he was doing on Bastille Day. And we're going to take a look at the true tragedy, the individual stories that haven't been told. You know, a million is a statistic, but one person's
so
death is a tragedy.
Construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host the rest of this hour, this fourth hour. You know, we've seen now Hillary Clinton's response to all this, and it's that she thinks that we need an intelligence surge. As I said before, that's what we've seen with her. Every time we have an attack, remember back in March, I think it was, the Brussels attacks, okay? She called for more surveillance then. You go back and look at every time there's an attack. She wants to increase the police state, the surveillance state. That's her response to everything. And, of course, where is the press pointing out the hypocrisy of this person saying, well, you know, we need to have more intelligence. We need to be smarter in the way we approach this. Where are they? This is the person who put the most highly classified documents in our government on display for everyone to get in her unsecure private server. And, of course, that's had a real cost for her. It's been pointed out in this AP story. Hillary Clinton enters the summer damaged by perception she violated the law by using a private email system. Perceptions? It's not perceptions, AP. That was the profession of the FBI director. Okay? And as one guy says later on in that same story, they talked to a 57-year-old Republican. He says, well, she's innocent until proven guilty. But to me, the FBI director called her guilty and then gave her a pass. That's exactly how that was my reaction to it when I was watching it with my wife. I said, I can't believe this. I didn't think he was going to do anything to Hillary. And here he is. He's admitting that she committed hundreds of felony charges here, that she sent and received classified emails on her personal server. And then he goes on to say, well, that's okay. We're not, nobody in their right mind would prosecute her because, you know, she's a Clinton, and we know what happens to people when you come after Clintons, right? But then he goes on to say, don't you try this at home. And you know what? This is the problem. They say that on the Hill, they say Democrats are freaked out about these polls and private meetings. We've heard in the past couple of weeks, you know, this is the never Trump narrative. They were all saying, well, you know, we just got to get Donald Trump out of the we can't have him be the nominee because it's just going to destroy our Senate candidates. It's going to destroy us down ballot. And now the Democrats are saying this. The Hill says nervous Senate Democrats raised concerns with Hillary Clinton during a private meeting in the Capitol yesterday over recent polls showing Donald Trump leading or tied in several battleground states. They said some people were freaked out. They were looking down at the polls on Real Clear Politics and asking why it was so close. She said, well, you know, there's other issues. People are unhappy and they don't trust institutions. Hillary Clinton is the very embodiment of our political institutions. She's the very embodiment of corrupt political institutions that have come to be the hallmark of the American government. For example, one of these battleground states is Florida, and they had a Quinnipiac poll that was just done, showed her behind by 4 points in Florida to Donald Trump. Now, just last month, she was ahead by 8 points, and that's a key state. There are certain states that are going to definitely go Republican. Certain states are definitely going to go Democrat. They're just that's just baked into the way those states are. But then, of course, there are states that can go either way that have large numbers of delegates, states like Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, where she is not doing well. And she's not doing well nationally because of this hypocrisy. But again, an intelligence surge, talking about how we need to work with NATO, that was another thing she said yesterday. Maybe somebody should explain to her what the purpose of NATO is. NATO was a North Atlantic treaty organization. Their stated purpose was to address the threat of the Russian communists. It's one of the reasons why Donald Trump says they're obsolete. They're trying to invent a new mission for themselves. And, of course, when things get really tough, we've seen in the past that NATO was involved in the Operation Gladio in Italy, posing as Red Brigade terrorists, kidnapping the Italian prime minister, Aldo Moro, executing him eventually. Okay, those were NATO undercover people grabbing arms that were placed behind in case Western Europe was overrun by a rapid blitzkrieg-like Soviet invasion that never happened. But when they saw the communists moving up in the polls in Italy, they started doing their own false flag terrorist attacks. It was Gladio. You can look it up. It's a matter of record. It's not talked about much in the United States, but it's very well known in Italy. They did an investigation. And they weren't going to cover this up after a popular prime minister was kidnapped and killed. So, yeah, NATO's got a function, and but that's not really who we need to work with. I'm surprised you didn't say that that we need to ask NATO what to do, because that's what Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, the CIA director that was put in by Obama, that's what he said in that famous exchange with Senator Sessions, going back and forth, saying, well, we'd talk to NATO, we'd talk to the UN, we'd talk to our other allies. And Senator Sessions says, Well, you would get a vote from Congress before you would commit troops, right? No, I don't think so. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about what was behind the Bastille Day, the arrogance and the corruption of the French government and the open borders.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, 3 times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the news, before we get back to Hillary Clinton, I want to let you know that we have DNA Force at 25% off. That's a special at InfoWarsStore.com. And also the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. Get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt, especially with these political conventions. There's going to be a lot of awareness about what's going on with the conventions. It's a great time to put that out there, and it's a great seller. And, of course, Alex is going to be using revenue from that to get that Hillary for Prison message out at the RNC convention as well, and that's going to be happening this next week. Alex and crew is going to be heading there, so you're support of our operation here with the products that we sell helps to make that happen, and we really appreciate that. It's one of the reasons we run these specials, like dropping our premier product here, DNA Force, by 25%. It's a way of saying thank you. It's a way to make it more affordable for you to try that out, and also a way to support our operation. So we hope you'll take a look at that, look at the reviews, all the clinical studies that are referenced there that involve BioPQQ. Do your own research. We can't draw the conclusions for you. The FDA won't allow us to do that, but you can do your own investigation, and you can look at what other people have said on the reviews that are there. Now, I was talking just before the break about Hillary, and her solution is more intelligence. But maybe we need to have some more intelligence about what's going on, really, at the borders. You know, Clinton has said that she wants to resettle essentially 1 million Muslim migrants during her first term. This is a math done by Breitbart. They say between 2001 and 2013, it's a 12-year period, the U.S. permanently resettled 1.5 million Muslim migrants on green cards. However, under Hillary Clinton's stated proposals, Muslim immigration would grow substantially faster, adding nearly 1 million Muslim migrants into the U.S. during her first term alone. So, in other words, three times faster than it's been going on in the last 12 years. Now, you say, well, I don't know if she would speed it up, if she'd be able to speed it up that much. Well, realize this. John Kerry was bragging on Wednesday, the day before this happened, in Nice, France, the day before this terrorist event happened yesterday. So 2 days ago, John Kerry was bragging that he had increased Muslim immigration by sixfold. Sixfold. And so what Breitbart is saying is that Hillary Clinton will increase it by at least threefold. I think that's a very conservative estimate. As Alex was saying earlier, you know, when they tell you that they're bringing in 10,000, no, it's a lot more than that. That's just what they're telling you they're bringing in. Now, this is what John Kerry said the day before this terrorist attack yesterday. He said the Obama administration will meet its target of settling 10,000 Syrians in the U.S. by the time fiscal year 2016 ends on September 30th. Now, he announced this the night before at an end of Ramadan reception at the State Department. An end of Ramadan reception. He comes out and he says, great, we're going to bring 10,000 more of you in here. Okay, and he says, this is a different kind of immigration. This is refugee immigration, he says. It's different from the normal process of migration. It's not green cards, because I just read you this statistic about green cards, okay? That was 1.5 million coming in on green cards in 12 years, ending in 2013. But he says, no, this is different from the normal process of immigration. It's different from green cards and becoming a citizen and so forth. That's what he said. He says, it's a very different category. Here's his quote. It's different from a normal process of migration and green card and becoming a citizen and so forth. It's a very different category, said Kerry. He also said, it's representing a sixfold increase over what we did the year before. He's so happy. Six times the number of Muslims. How many of these people have they been able to vet? Okay, let's do a little bit of math, okay, from our brilliant politicians. And you need to understand this as well. We bring in 1 million people, and only 1% of them are terrorists. How many terrorists have we brought in? 10,000. 10,000 people like that guy yesterday. You want 10,000 people like that in the United States? You know, most of these people coming in are young, healthy, strong. That's what they were saying in the town where George Clooney has his Italian mansion. They said, well, you know, we don't mind helping people, but these guys coming in here, they don't want to do any work, and they're big and strong. They don't look like refugees. You know, it's not really families that are coming in. These are big, strong guys coming in. You have to understand, this is an army that they're bringing in. This is a deliberate design of chaos that they're bringing in. And when we look at these things, these are simply statistics. Remember what Stalin said. He said, one death is a tragedy, but 1 million deaths is a statistic. Well, you know, 1 million migrants coming in who are going to kill you is just a statistic, right? Let's look at some of the specifics about the people who died, because these are personal stories. And as I read these stories, I want you to think about your future, your family's future. Are you going to be killed in a terrorist attack by maybe, you know, 1% or even 0.5%? Okay, even if they took it down to 0.1%. Let's say they vetted these people and they admit they're not vetting them at all. They're not vetting them at all. They're not even making an attempt. They don't even know how they would do that, okay? They don't know or care who these people are. They're just bringing them in and calling them refugees. First they go to their country, drop bombs, kill people, do assassinations, blow up families, get the people good and angry, and they say, come on, let's send your young man over here, military age, come on over, we'll call you refugees. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? They know what's going to go wrong. That's why they're doing it. They've been creating wars in countries across the world long before I was born. They'll go into a country and they will arm both sides in the war. We're seeing that happen in Syria. We see it happen in all these different places throughout the Middle East, other places as well. Understand, the people who have been doing this throughout the world are now going to be doing it here in America, arming both sides, creating a conflict for their own purposes, to serve their own interests. So as you hear that a Texan and his 11-year-old son were on a family vacation, they decide they would go to the Riviera. They would take a European vacation to the Riviera. And they were some of the people who were killed yesterday. Is that going to be you? Is that going to be your family? More specifically, let's go back to the Bataclan massacre where they went in and attacked that movie theater. This is an exclusive from Heat Street. And they have testimony here from investigators and the Commission of Inquiry in France. And what it shows here is that the French government suppressed news that there was torture in that massacre, in that concert. This is a story that I think is up on Drudge Report. A French government committee has heard testimony suppressed by the French government at the time, not released to the media, that the killers in the Bataclan tortured their victims on the second floor of the club. Wahhabist killers, Wahhabists, the Saudis, okay? And today we just had the 28 pages declassified. And guess what? I haven't had a chance to read this, but it's no surprise, I was told when they handed me this article, that it has Prince Bandar featured in there prominently. You know, our ally, Prince Bandar. The guy who is an honorary CIA member. These are the people that we have allied with. These are the people who created the petrodollar with us. You know, when Nixon and Kissinger took us off the gold standard with Bretton Woods II, they immediately said, well, you know, we got to have something to make the currency valuable. We're not connecting it to gold anymore. The whole world had seen through the fraud. They were printing so much paper, there wasn't any way they had the gold to back it. So they just said, all right, we're going to get rid of that pretense, but we're going to come up with a different idea. We're going to back our currency by having Saudi Arabia denominate oil in American dollars. We're going to work with Saudi Arabia. Of course, they're going to buy our worthless treasury bills, give them value. They're going to buy a lot of our treasury bills. We're going to make them unbelievably rich. And then we will also arm these people. And they will support us by making our fiat currency the world reserve currency. And so we've been working with these Wahhabist killers in Saudi Arabia. We created them. And they are business partners with the CIA. And they didn't want this information to get out in the 9/11 report. But that's what's happening. But let me tell you what the other Wahhabist killers did. Because, you know, Saudi Arabia beheads more people than ISIS does in their own country under Sharia law. But let's look at what the Wahhabist killers did in the Bataclan. They say they apparently gouged out eyes. They castrated victims. They shoved their testicles in their mouths. They may have disemboweled some poor souls. Women were stabbed in their genitals. All the torture was, victims told police, filmed for Daesh, or the Islamic State propaganda. For that reason, medics did not release the bodies of torture victims to the families, said investigators. But prosecutors, what did they tell the public and the media? The French government said these were just a rumor. They said, well, you know, we found some sharp knives there, but it was just a rumor. It was shrapnel that caused all these injuries. Now, here's some of the testimony. I want you to hear this, because I want you to understand, if we do not stop Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and this policy of bringing war into the United States by bringing in these jihadi terrorists, and as I said before, you only got 1% of the million that Hillary Clinton wants to bring in just in 4 years. Okay, that's 10,000 of these people. Let's take it down to a tenth of that, okay? Let's say that they're 99.9% vetted, okay? That 99.9% of these people are fine. Well, we get 0.1%. That's 1,000 of these people. What did they do? What did they do? I want you to think about this. This is your future. This is the future of you, of your children, of your grandchildren. If you don't stop this, I don't care if they call me a racist xenophobe who is a religious bigot. I want to tell you what these people did and why they need to have extra special permission to come here from certain countries. And I think we need to get out of their countries and stop killing them as well, okay? We need to get some of these people that are in Washington out right now. But here's what these Wahhabis did. Here's a question. This is for the information of the commission inquiry, they said. Can you tell us, they're talking to one of the investigators, how you learned that there had been acts of barbarism within the Bataclan? Beheadings, eviscerations, eyes gouged out. And the investigator said, well, after the assault, we were with the colleagues at the Passage Saint-Pierre, Amelot, when I saw us weeping from one of the colleagues who came outside to vomit. And he told me what he had seen. And he says, acts of torture happened on the second floor. And he said, bodies have not been presented to families because there were beheaded people there. The murdered people, people who had been disemboweled. There were women who had had their genitals stabbed. And he said, all of this would have been videotaped for Daesh? And he says, I believe so. Survivors have said so. Elsewhere, the investigator says, women were sexually tortured, stabbed in their genitals, their eyes were plucked out. People were decapitated. The committee chief pressed the investigator on whether the victims were decapitated or mutilated. He stated the authorities had given out conflicting information that said the victims were merely shot or blown up. The president of the committee replied with this damning statement about one victim's father discovering the gruesome truth in their morgue. Okay, here's your tragedy, folks. This is a tragedy that awaits for you if you simply think that Hillary Clinton's 1 million migrants are helpless people who need to come in here, and it's simply a statistic. This is what the father said when he saw his son in the morgue. On the causes of the death of my son at the Forensic Institute in Paris, I was told, and what a shock it was for me at that moment, that they had cut off his testicles, had put them in his mouth, and he was disemboweled. When I saw him behind the glass, lying on the table, a white shroud covering it up to the neck, a psychologist was with me, and he said, this is the only presentable part of your son's left profile. I found he had no right eye. I made the remark. I was informed that they had punctured his eye and sliced down the right side of his face, where there was a very large hematoma that we could all see. This is the hatred that has been carefully cultivated by the CIA and our American policy, being brought home to our country without your consent, in spite of the law, without any vetting. This is the policy of Hillary Clinton. This is what is going to happen in America. That's a Heat Street exclusive. Along with other personal stories, the motorcyclist who was crushed to death trying to stop the killer truck, a German journalist who witnessed the Nice attack, said he saw a motorcyclist chasing the killer truck, okay? This is a killer truck. Again, this is AFP. They can't say the Islamic terrorist. It was a killer truck that he was chasing. And tried to enter the cabin, but fell and ended up under the wheels. The German journalist said, I stood on the balcony and suddenly a truck drove through the crowd. Surprisingly, he was driving very slowly, not fast. He drove slowly and he was being chased by a motorcyclist. The cyclist attempted to overtake the truck and even tried to open the driver's door, but he fell and he ended up under the wheels of the truck. And then he said he saw police officers open fire. I tweeted this out last night. And I said, I guess they will be saying that we need to have a ban on fully automatic trucks. They came pretty close, blaming it on the trucks and not Islam. And I also said that when they find this person, they will call him a Frenchman, not a Muslim. And they came pretty close to that as well. They call him now a French Tunisian, except that he's not really a citizen. The first papers that they showed of this guy show that he has a temporary residence. He's just recently come over from Tunisia. But they will do anything that they can to put this out there, to blame it on the truck, for example. You know, it was back in 2006. This happened very close to my home. We used to live not too far outside of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, a very, very politically correct liberal institution. I remember right after 2011, when the official story was we've been attacked by Islamic terrorists, their response was to have all incoming freshmen be required to read the Quran That's UNC Chapel Hill. Now, 5 years later, they had Mohammad Reza Tahiri Azar, an Iranian-American, intentionally, as he later confessed, hit people with a sports utility vehicle on the campus of UNC at Chapel Hill. To avenge, this is what he said, to, quote, avenge the deaths of Muslims worldwide and to punish the United States government. No one was killed in the attack. Nine people were injured, none seriously. So he was incompetent in what he did, unlike this guy yesterday. He turned himself in. He was arrested. He wrote in a letter, I was aiming to follow in the footsteps of one of my role models, Mohammed Atta, one of the 9/11 hijackers who obtained a doctorate degree, he said. Now, they had a debate, and I remember that when this happened, there was a lot of back and forth because, you know, of course, this is UNC Chapel Hill. This is the liberals. They just cannot bring it on themselves to acknowledge this, even when the guy says this, even when he says he did it because he wants to avenge the deaths of Muslims and he wants to punish Americans. They can't call it an act of terrorism. They had a debate as to whether or not it was an act of terrorism. UNC Chancellor James Moser, I think is his name, stopped short of calling it a full-fledged act of terror. Just can't say it. Just can't say it. It's like Facebook. He's got a block. I can't say that a Muslim did an act of terror even when he said he did. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to look at the French Revolution.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I have one last segment here. I want to talk about what's going on globally as represented by the French government in the background of Bastille Day. Of course, we have the Drudge Report link to Paul Joseph Watson's article, Media Blames a Truck and not terrorists or Islam for the Nice attack. You know, I guess maybe we're going to have a no-drive list, and that's what I was saying. I tweeted out, I said, well, they're going to ban fully automatic trucks, and some guy came back at me, and he goes, you guys sound like a bunch of ignorant, stupid cavemen, guns, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I said, well, you realize, of course, that the attack ended when somebody used a gun on him. It was the police, because in a slave country like France, only the police are allowed to defend against something like that. That's why it went for over a mile, because nobody else could fight back effectively. You see that the guy tried to run up there with his motorcycle and stop this, but he couldn't. And so, you know, we look at this, and we can't watch the borders, okay? We can't take somebody who has had convictions, criminal convictions, like many of these terrorists, once they're in the city, once they're in the country, we can't deport them. We can't have a first strike, you're out policy. No, we can't vet any of these people. We can't throw them out if they come here and they're criminals. And then when this happens, we have the media covering for it, as Watson points out. We got the headline from CNN, truck rams a crowd. Or the New York Times, truck attack on French crowd. CBC News says, children feared killed in Nice as truck attacks a family event. The truck attack, the truck did it. Okay, they want to make it all about the truck. Except, you know, when a car really does kill people, like with a Tesla autopilot, then they blame the people. Okay, that's the insanity of this. But before I run out of time, okay, this French president, just hours before this happened, it came out that he spends $11,000 a month on his hair. $11,000 a month. This is USA Today. The socialist leader's personal stylist earned $11,000 a month. Now, per capita income in France is less than $3,500 a month. So he's making three times what the workers make. The workers. I thought the socialists cared about the workers, okay? He's got a five-year contract with his hairstylist that began in 2012. By 2017, the French president will have shelled out $657,000, you know, because he's worth it. He's worth it. Now, remember Marie Antoinette? That's what they were celebrating, you know, Bastille Day? That was where we're told, you know, they all the liberty-loving people in France spontaneously rose up against the tyrannical king. This is the way New American puts it. Took out his haughty wife who said, let them eat cake. Now we've got a socialist president who essentially says, let them eat pomade. That's what's going on here. So what they were celebrating yesterday was the fact that they stormed the prison, the Bastille. They took it down. And then, of course, you had a reign of terror, didn't you? They point out here, the French Revolution was not really a liberty-loving thing, but actually the fruit of decades of radical agitation. Sound familiar? Stirred up by anti-Christian, power-seeking secret societies that drank freely from the poison well of the Enlightenment, it has served as a template for every radical leftist revolution since that time. Now it's come full circle, hasn't it? Now we've got the arrogant socialist who is fawning over his hair, spending three times per capita income on his hair. And the guy's losing it, like me, okay? I'm not spending that kind of money on my hair. With radical agitation, we see that as well. That's their open borders. With policy from secret societies, they're the people who put this stuff together. And we look at the article. He comes out after this and says, well, you know, France, you're going to have to learn to live with terrorism. No, I think we need to do something about it. They say France is investigating whether a truck attacker acted alone. You know, the point is he didn't act alone. He had the cooperation of Hollande, of Merkel, of the European Union, of Obama, Clinton, John Kerry. They're his associates. They're the people who brought them in, who are bringing them in by the millions. And we don't know how many. Is it 1,000? Is it 10,000? Is it 100,000? Is it just one or two or a dozen more? Stay with us tonight. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.